A moose hunting trip ended in tragedy this weekend in Togiak after a boat carrying three men and three moose were swamped in heavy surf. The three men, who all died, were attempting to cross from the mouth of the Togiak River back to the village just after dark Saturday. KDLG's Dave Benninger has more.
James Toots, Eric Kupchayak, and Larry Arnariak headed upriver Friday as the regular winter moose hunting season was winding down. As far as is known, the three hunters bagged three moose and headed back Saturday. The weather turned foul, and strong east winds pinned the trio near the mouth of the Togiak River. They made a phone call to let village authorities know they were having trouble, but apparently tried to run the short distance from the mouth back to the village Saturday after dark. Daryl Thompson spoke with KDLG Sunday afternoon.
The wind was 40 to 60 miles an hour, probably. Waves are pretty high, and it was dark. And there's ice, and they're right inside the side of the village. I mean, it's just not too far away, but waves swamped them, and they're in the water.
When they didn't arrive, a volunteer effort to go after them was cobbled together, and eventually a boat was launched. The U.S. Coast Guard was notified at 11 p.m., and a Jayhawk helicopter left Air Station Kodiak at 11:40. That helicopter and a follow-on HC-130 fixed-wing aircraft were waved off on account of the high winds and low visibility. Volunteers found the body of Eric Kupchayak Saturday night. Thompson says in the morning, word came that Toots and Arnariak had been found as well.
We woke up and one of the village leaders did go on to VHF and tell us that the two that we didn't find right away were found. So that was a relief. I did not want to have the waves of the ocean take them and they may not be recovered.
How the boat was swamped or why the men didn't head back upriver and wait for safer conditions may never be known. Troopers say none were found to be wearing life jackets either. They were traveling in a homemade welded aluminum skiff, described as flat bottom with steep sides. Elder Pete Abraham says it was a seaworthy craft, but believes they were overloaded with three moose for the conditions. Abraham says he was frustrated by what he thinks was a preventable tragedy.
We need more elders to talk to the young generation about boating, sledding, whatever, snow machining. Not enough people, young people, to listen to these things here. But we need more. We need more encouragement to older generation, talk to the young generation about being cautious out there.
Thompson says James Toots, Eric Kupchayak, and Larry Arnariak died doing what they love, working to provide for themselves and their families. While the men were out hunting, the Department of Fish and Game issued an emergency order extending the 17A moose season another month, citing the poor winter travel conditions. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.